Hey everybody, I'm Amber.
And I'm Maddie.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot. And today we are talking about one of my favorite tools that I collect, and Maddie also, I don't know that she collects them, but she says she loves them too.
I love them. I want to collect them.
We're going to grind it up with mortar and pestles today. Yay, yay. Now, seriously, like, I've got a ton of mortar and pestles.
No, she really does, and I'm so jealous. I want to start a collection of mortar and pestles.
It was inadvertent. I didn't need to. I wanted a mortar and pestle really, really bad.
Right.
So then I got myself one. Mm-hmm. But then Corey got me one, and then one of my daughters got me one, and then one of my other daughters got me one, and then Corey got me a better one. And then Corey got me, like, an entire, like, Russian stacking doll set of mortar and pestles because he thought it would be cute. Because my mom got me, like, 2 mortar and pestles because she's like, oh, well, you have so many. I thought you collected them.
I do now. Well, like, I want a stone one. I want a stone one. Yes, do you have a stone one? You do.
I have soapstone. Are they the best one? I have marble.
I want marble.
Yeah, I have marble. I have soapstone. Marble's the best. So soapstone, mm-hmm, or stone in general, it's not as good as marble because marble is a harder substance. So it's literally better. You get more bang for your buck in all of your, mm-hmm, grinding, mm-hmm, when you're using marble versus soapstone. Mm-hmm. Also, soapstone will break down over time. Mm-hmm. The marble shouldn't. Like, you can break it if you drop it or whatever, mm-hmm, but the soapstone literally breaks down over time as you're, mm-hmm, using it. Mm-hmm. The marble will not.
Well, and
lots to know about mortar and pestles, guys.
Wait, I had read that.
We're going to talk about it.
I know you can season some of them. I saw a video where, I guess it's not called a mortar and pestle, but it basically is. It's what you make guacamole out of. It's not,
oh, like the stone.
Yeah,
right?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I saw somebody season theirs with
oil.
It was, they went through it with salt, like grounded all the salt all into it, which is going to fill some holes. Mm-hmm. And then they went.
And kill germs.
Exactly. Well, germs. And they went over it with lime. Lime juice.
The acid.
The acid, exactly. Yeah. And, well, actually, they went over it with garlic last, which I thought was very unusual. But then, of course, they washed it again with lime juice. And what they said in the video, the tutorial, was that the garlic is going to give it residual flavor.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, mm-hmm, because this is for, like, guacamole purposes,
right, salsa,
like, a lot of this has to do with the actual food itself.
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah. So, that's less herbs and more like,
well, still, like, know. I mean, but like the mortar and pestle and the grinding stone, they are very connected. Like, mm-hmm, we have used both of those things, mm-hmm, since the Stone Age, when we, mm-hmm, started using stones as tools. We used both grinding things on flat, mm-hmm, rocks, as well as using a handheld pestle, mm-hmm, to grind something in a mortar type of,
right,
bowl.
All over the world.
Too. All over the world.
China.
Everywhere.
And Chinese medicine, the herbal medicine, literally everywhere. Africa, Israel.
Everywhere. It started out for food and then it branched out. Like, the mortar and pestle is like the main symbol for pharmacology today, mm-hmm, like to this very day. Like, I'm pretty sure. Growing up, and now I don't know if it's still the same or not, but growing up, Walgreens had a mortar and pestle.
No, I remember it. I remember it.
Okay.
Yes, I thought they did. Yeah, yeah. It's like apothecary medicine.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because, like, I'm pretty sure sometimes they're even used in modern pharmacies when they're crushing
absolutely.
Up.
No, they completely
crush up,
are. Yeah,
they medications to put
they
in pills.
They are still used. And yeah, it's still the main sign for, mm-hmm, medicine to this,
well,
day.
And then you got the Apollo thing.
Right.
Right? Or is that just
talking? Oh, you're the Asclepius.
Oh, it's not motherfucking Apollo. Asclepius is his,
like,
son.
That is the other main, yeah, thing for medicine, but, like, when it comes to pharmacology, the mortar and pestle is the number one visual thing because, like you said, apothecaries, back in the day, people didn't know how to read. Mm-hmm. And the mortar and pestle, it's associated with witchcraft because of the fact that it's always been associated with healthcare, mm-hmm, and medicine, mm-hmm, and knowledge comes with medicine and healthcare. So of course, mm-hmm, that's got to be
well. And also,
by any
what was
ever.
Medicine and healthcare in the past? It was herbs,
right?
Herbalism,
exactly,
was considered, yeah, knowing.
Yeah, your apothecary. For those of you who don't know, like, your apothecary was your medicine guy. Yeah, that's exactly. Where you went for medicines. Exactly. Like, they ground up the herbs for you, and they gave it to you, and they told you how to take it. Like, put this in a seed. Like, all that shit out of video games and stuff, that actually is true.
Let me be my nerdy self, because we were just talking about how nerdy Maddie is, and recommend... what the fuck is it? Okay, she, like, falls through the time, and she's in Scotland with this guy, Outlander. Let me recommend Outlander, because she's a nurse from World War II.
Okay.
But she's also studied herbalism. So when she's, like, transported back in time to the 1740s, she's their healer, and she talks, the first season at the very least, she's constantly explaining how lavender is used for this, how valerian is used for this. She starts prescribing things, and she she actually goes into pretty good detail, and it's not wrong. Like, no, they did their research. It was really cool.
Oh, yeah. I believe that. I've never been drawn to that show. Mm-hmm. It's on Amazon, right?
It was on Netflix. I don't know what it's on now.
Netflix.
But, like, she does. She talks about oil of lavender. She drugged, quote-unquote, the army so she could, or these people so she could get away with valerian, like, very strong valerian tea. That's and they're cool. Like, knock the fuck out, and she's like, bye, you know what I mean?
I love it when pop culture brings, like, those true to life little pieces, right? In, like, the bringing herbalism, because, like, you get back in the 1700s, all you can rely on are herbs, mm-hmm. which, again, that's why the mortar and pestle is connected, it's like a tradition, with healthcare, because that is what our medicine has been up until pharmaceutical days. And even in pharmaceutical days, the mortar and pestle is still used. Right. It's mm-hmm. still actively exactly. used to make things. It's still actively used for food as well.
Yes, I was going to mention the food. Right, you can make so much. Like, in India... I'm pretty sure it's India, or it's somewhere in the Middle East. They make, like, paste, like, to season their food. Yeah. Garlic paste, ginger paste, onion paste.
Pesto literally means made with a pestle, because traditionally pesto sauce.
Oh, right! I saw a thing! I saw a video where they made it traditionally, and it's a pretty big pestle, and they, like, stir it like this or some shit. Like, but yeah, paste. No, I did. Yeah. It was really cool. Yeah,
and I mean, like, so mortar and pestle is, like, it is so connected with the home, mm-hmm. but it's so connected with healthcare that the mortar and pestle has also become almost as symbolic of witchcraft as
the cauldron has.
Mm-hmm. Like, because, you picture the hedge witch in, like, living over the hedge in her cottage in the woods, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and she's sitting there when somebody comes up to her and she's doing this. And what is it? It's a fucking mortar and pestle, because she's Baba Yaga.
No, I made this amazing dish with my mortar and pestle. It sounds fucking crazy, okay? But I promise it's so good. It sounds crazy. So this guy, I think he pulled it out of his ass, if I'm being honest with you. I think he pulled this.
I would not use that pestle.
I think he pulled, the recipe out of his ass, if I'm being honest with you. But, like, it's rosemary. It's lavender, and it's something else. Fuck, I can't remember. But it's for sure rosemary, lavender. And
is it basil? Because
that's what I was thinking.
I feel like that would go well.
Possibly basil. It's something like that. Anyway, you're going to crush it all up. Crush it all up into a powder. And you're going to cook it. You're going to season your chicken with it. You're going to see. Well, it goes really good with pork, too, because pork is a sweet meat.
Guys, my face is, I don't like rosemary. I'm trying to stick with it because it's sounding all right.
You're going to glaze that bitch with chicken. Or with
you're going to glaze that chicken with chicken? Isn't that cannibalism or something?
You're going to
check out the Wendigo episode.
You're going to glaze that bitch with honey. And what's going to happen is the honey's going to cook down. And you know what it's going to be? It's going to be a rosemary lavender honey glazed chicken. It is fucking delicious. It tastes like something you would eat at a Chinese restaurant. It has a very similar sweetness to it with the honey and the lavender as, like, an orange chicken, a bright, or even a Korean barbecue.
Really? Because, like, you say those spices and... or I guess those herbs, and mm-hmm. my brain goes to like a French chicken dish.
No, I mean, maybe for you, but like it's very Asian-y because you're going to add some balsamic vinegar to the, okay, so.
I'm still going French with this.
You think so? It's very good. It's very good. Just.
Or Italian.
You could remove the rosemary if you don't like rosemary, but honestly, if you keep the basil and garlic. Basil and lavender. It's very good. It's very good with pork. Like Lolly's I said,
Molly's been putting time on her food, and I've been not complaining. It's not horrible. My husband, or was it tarragon? I think it was tarragon. I'll let her use tarragon. One of the tea spices that I am averse to because of Corey's horrible chicken. We talked about it in some former episode.
Yes, I know. Yeah. We totally have.
We're not going there tonight. But he did not use a mortar and pestle. Maybe it would have been better if that shit had been
blended. It was. It's really good. It's a good chicken.
And but we love the mortar and pestle for just cooking purposes because you can take all of your spices and really you can get them together with the mortar and pestle. And like from a kitchen witchcraft standpoint, you can grind your intentions in.
Absolutely.
You know, you're putting in the rosemary for love or protection, you're putting in basil love and prosperity, and then you're grinding in your personal desires to go along with those specific intentions of those herbs.
I'm just over here like,
sorry,
no,
I don't mean to be so, guys, if you haven't noticed, I can't not move while
I'm over here like, guacamole for prosperity, and I say that because it's green, but I also say that because I don't know. Would you? I guess guacamole would be more like a banishing thing, I guess.
Yes. I don't know what avocados are, but
I just onions, imagine it'd be prosperous. Garlic,
cilantro,
very
all
like,
of the things.
Right.
That, yeah, all the seasonings, because chili powder,
exactly.
Paprika, these are
lime,
all banishing.
Lemon, whatever.
I actually don't put that in my guacamole.
You don't put any of that in your guacamole?
Lemon or lime, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just the lemon or lime. I don't like citrus. I mentioned it before.
I like lime in my guac. But, like,
honestly, I'll live with it, but I don't choose to.
That's
do
a good
it.
Idea, though. Like, a guacamole
in
your pesto.
I also like all of it. So, like, I don't need it. Like, it's not going to get brown on me. But, yeah, guacamole in your mortar and pestle would be great.
I think so. Because, like, for real, though, it, like you said, you grind your intentions into it.
Yeah.
Or, like I mentioned earlier, you can make, like, garlic. Get whole garlic and make a garlic paste. Yes.
Well, would and that, I've been wanting to make my own garlic powder so I could dry
okay,
out clothes.
Okay, look, I've done and that. And let me tell you this right now.
The return is not worth it.
The smell is not worth it. If you are going to dry them in your oven.
Oh, no. I was just going to dry them naturally.
Well, I mean, you could do that. I tried to dry mine in the oven because I felt like if I let them air dry, there's a risk of mold. But, I mean, it's totally natural. People used to, like, let them air dry, obviously. I just didn't know how to do it enough, and I read how to do it in the oven. And me and Ariana, my cousin, put, like, a shit ton of garlic in my oven. And it dried out, and we got to ground up our own garlic powder. It was amazing. My fucking house smelled like garlic for, like, 2 weeks. And it was so strong. It was so intense. It was enough to make me sick. So
like
would I
your
say
your kid pours an entire bottle of garlic powder in their room.
Oh, yeah.
Tries to make paste.
And you cough. Yes. Like
my kid did that. I'm just
Like, if you can handle the smell.
Yeah, my apartment smelled like an Italian restaurant for a couple weeks. It was horrible. I don't know. I might try it with air drying them because like I like the idea of making my own garlic powder and like grinding all that shit in. But it's like, is the return gonna be worth what I get out of it? Not to sound like a lazy witch,
but maybe I'm a little bit
of a lazy witch. I don't know.
What, guys? I think I have a stone mortar and pestle. I don't know where it went. Wait, hold on. Wait.
I have one.
I do have one. I know I have one. Where the fuck did it go? Like, I moved and now it's gone. I'm pissed.
I hate that about my
I'm so mad now.
I was just telling my nephews about a pair of pajama pants that, like, their mom and I have matching. And I was like, because I was wearing a pair of pajama pants last night. And they were like, oh, mom has those. And I was like, yeah, we got them at the same time. Like, we have a couple of matching things. And so I was telling them about another pair of our matching pajama pants that had disappeared on me for 6 fucking years.
And you found them?
I them.
Wow.
Yeah, so I wear them. And they're still nice and soft because they were gone for so long, so they hadn't been getting washed for 6+ years.
Man, I feel like my mortar and pestle's in my son's fucking closet, and I just, I'm scared to dig in there. There are spiders, probably. Like, fuck that.
But yeah, anyway. I don't know. I really like my stainless steel mortar and pestle.
Do you? Because I wasn't sure how you felt about that.
So I like that one specifically for food purposes.
Oh, okay.
I don't use it for my magical stuff because I don't want any inedible berries or anything.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Up in that one. But I love it because Corey got it for a specific reason. So it's very big. It's like this big around of a mortar and pestle. It's about this tall. So if you're watching on YouTube, you can see it. I guess if you're listening, that's like, what, 5-6 inches tall? Something like that. And it's like, I got a circle of, I don't know, like bigger than a CD around the top. And so it's got the pestle that goes with it has a little bit of an edge to it, so you can grind things down really fine with it. Mm-hmm. But it also has a plastic lid that has a hole in it that goes over the pestle.
Right, yes, so you can keep it. Like, yeah.
Because here's the thing, that if you guys don't use a mortar and pestle, beware. If you are like me, you will get shit everywhere while you're like grinding, because like you don't realize it. But as you're grinding this seed and it like gives under the pressure of you grinding, some of the seed shells go over here and some of the seed goes over here. You know what I mean?
Be careful what you grind because you could also stain shit.
Yes, like I was going to say you can. Like black salt stains bamboo mortar and pestles, guys.
Oh no, that sucks.
Just know this. I know this because of my semi-blackened bamboo mortar and pestle.
Also,
I also have two that are not.
Turmeric stains any and everything.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
And flower petals, when you grind them up in your mortar and pestle, they will leave behind some color. So do plan to clean in between if you're doing specific things. Like,
now, how did you grind your pot, whatever the fuck, poke berries out there?
Different
I figured
situation.
You would not. You didn't use a mortar and pestle? Okay, I wasn't sure how you I mean, I imagine you wouldn't use the one for edible, like, because I do not mix, by the way. Disclaimer, do not
I think
mix.
I did actually end up using one of my pestles for it, because what I did is, so the poke berries, I was harvesting juice out of them.
Yes.
So I got a strainer, and I put my poke berries in the strainer, and I put that over the container, and then I took my pestle and ground them down. Into the strainer to try and keep the seeds from getting in with the liquid.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. So it wasn't...
Because it wasn't a dried situation. Okay. They were fresh berries.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with that being said, don't eat them. They're poisonous.
Yes, they are. Do not eat
them. She was not ingesting
them. If you want to eat any of the poke plant, there are parts of it that are edible, but you need to completely research it and be completely educated before you start harvesting. But don't wait too long in the year because the only time it's safe to eat is like early spring or some shit.
Yeah.
So educate yourself before you touch any shit like that.
Right.
Like just period. And you know what? We're recording on national, or I'm sorry, we're recording on international environmental.
Did you do that on purpose? Did you do that on purpose? Like you wanted to come back with actually.
Yeah, no, I was like, because it's National Spousal Appreciation Day and it's International Environmental Education Day. Mm-hmm. And I do think those correspond. Just here, think about it. They correspond. Appreciating your spouse. And educating yourself on your environment, these do correspond. It maybe not the way it's meant, but you know what I mean, hopefully. Anyway, so it's educating yourself on your environment. So do that, guys. Educate yourself on your environment for all sorts of reasons, but also to find out what's safe to handle and harvest in your area. Because you know what? Some things pass through your skin.
Oh, yeah.
That's poisonous. Like, and some plants, like poison stinging nettle, called stinging nettle for a reason. You touch certain parts of that plant, you're getting stung. Well, that's not point of mortar and pestle, but it kind of is, because what I was going to say next is, from the mortar and pestle standpoint, I mentioned, like, it's great because you can grind your things together, but for some spell work, you know, you're going to want to pay attention. You know, certain things you don't want to mix together, so make sure, you know, this is coming at you from
the
magical
perspective.
Thing,
like
clean out your mortar and pestle in between uses.
Yeah, please do.
Definitely.
And the thing is, though, some mortar and pestles actually have holes all in them, which helps them, you know, grind. Some of them do.
Okay.
And there could be like leftover herbs in there. So that's why I don't personally recommend mixing edible and non-edible mortar and pestles. If you're going to be working with both herbs, you need to have one separate, because herb residue, plant residue, meat, whatever, it could and very well will.
And that is why I recommend marble above all else.
Right, because like, there's soapstone
is soap what's stone. Likely to break down.
And I imagine wood. Would be similar.
Wood is definitely going to hold bacteria more readily. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's probably going to break down faster as well. But like, the nice thing about having a marble mortar and pestle would be you don't have to worry about those imperfections happening, because it's fucking marble. It's not going to happen unless you like drop your pestle into your mortar. Right. And well,
what about your metal one?
Yeah, the metal one, same thing. Like, it's all good. Like, I don't have to worry about any of that. It's not going to.
So think about wear that down. If you're going to purchase your own.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Think about, like, there's a lot, like we talked about with the cauldron episode. Mm-hmm. There is a lot that goes into a mortar and pestle. You don't think about it. You think it's a mortar and pestle, it's for grinding. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It's a mortar and pestle, and it's for grinding. And it has literally been one of the first tools humans used. Mm-hmm. It is one of the first tools in witchcraft. Mm-hmm. It is one of the first tools of healthcare, medicine, herbalism. It is one of the first tools of food service or, you know, cooking. Mm-hmm. It's a very important facet of life once you incorporate it. So educate yourself. Really look into what you would like best. You know, I mean, don't take my word for it. Look it up. See what substance you think is going to work best for what you have intended for your mortar and pestle. Mm-hmm. One of the cool things that I definitely want to get out there before we end our mortar and pestle episode, because I'm not sure where we're at, but I feel like aside from other ways to use them in magic, we're kind of
rounding the bend. I think so.
Mortar and pestles have been used by humanity since the Stone Age. Mm-hmm. They have found natural mortar and pestles that have been used throughout the world, like where it's a natural cavity that has been used as a mortar, and they have pestles they use with them. One example of such is the Raqqafet Caves in Israel. There are a crap ton. I showed Maddie the picture. You can see it on Wikipedia. Right. Like, there's a crap ton of big-ass caverns. I mean, like, they're fucking huge.
Do you think they appeared
things.
Naturally, or did they appear over time with the pummeling?
Well, because they were used for brewing, they had to be a certain depth to begin with.
Okay.
Maybe they got, you know, the bottom got, you know, deepened mm-hmm. as they went, or maybe they purposefully deepened it.
Uh-huh.
But they used it to brew beer and, like, grind up the herbs and the hops, I guess, for brewing the beer. And that was in the Stone Age. And, like, I think that's so fucking cool, man. Like,
that it is that old. It's like a core artifact.
It is a core part of humanity. Mm-hmm. It's a core part of us as tool users. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, without the mortar and pestle, you would not be watching YouTube today. I truly believe that statement.
You know what? I believe it, too. I really do.
Like, because, I mean, if you think about it, it's one of the first. Like, mortar and pestles and the stone slabs with grinding tools.
Yeah,
that
like
you
said, before
earlier.
The mortar and pestles, we were still grinding things with stone, and then we're just like, hey, it'd be easier to carry around.
Well, you know? Actually, no, they found them at the same time. I mean, it's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like they were used for different things.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Exactly. And it's like, we were like, this works, and this works even like in a different way, because this thing is like hollowed out. So let's use. So they used them both at the same time in history, but like that led to us doing other things with other tools, which led to, you know, fire being used and the wheel being invented and like just all those things. Like, it is a core piece of humanity, and I don't think it gets enough credit for that. Like, I didn't give it enough credit for that until doing this episode. It's kind of crazy how, like, once you educate yourself, you can appreciate something so much more. Hence that whole joke I made a couple minutes ago about spousal appreciation and educating yourself on your environment. But, like, seriously, like, educating yourself gives you a whole new appreciation for a thing. Like,
oh, absolutely. The cauldron, our cauldron episode. Like, I learned so much about the cauldron.
I feel like I don't think that there's much more we can say about the mortar and
pestle. I don't think so either.
But I have gained a different appreciation for it. I guess one thing that we didn't mention, but we totally talked about it in the cauldron episode. So the mortar and pestle is a fun tool because it's both feminine and masculine. It represents the womb and the phallus.
Yes, because of the thing.
The pestle and the mortar.
Great, right?
Is that why it's called the daily grind? Wait, no, just kidding.
Oh, my Bad God. Joke. I thought that was a news station.
No, I think it's in reference to work, but I was making a bad joke because you get fucked.
Yeah. Okay.
But, like, it is one of the few tools that we use that's both masculine and feminine because they parts go together. And you insert the one into the other
to make creation.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. All right, guys. Well, if you're still with us, then...
Hi, Melissa.
If you're watching us on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe.
Leave us a comment. Do you have a mortar and pestle? What kind is it? I don't know. Comment helps the algorithm go up, guys. We would appreciate it.
On Instagram, we are at Witches Talking Tarot.
On Facebook, we're at Witches Talking Tarot. And on Twitter, we're at Classiest Witches. If you want to let us know on Twitter about your mortar and pestle or your mortar and pestle preferences, hashtag it with Witches Made Me Do It, because damn it, we're going to get that going.
We're going to confuse the shit out of Twitter.
Come on. Let's confuse Twitter. It'll be fun.
All right. Thank you for sitting with us for a spell.
Bye.
Bye.
Brew Crime in association with Reverie True Crime present The Brewery Report, your daily news delivered to you monthly. Join Mike, Paige, and JT as they cover the stories you won't hear on the major news channels. Why, you ask? Well, because they're just that stupid. Covering animals, crimes, travel, celebrity, politics, and more. We do the research, so you don't have to.
I wish they would have included a disclaimer not to drink anything, because I almost spit out my chai tea latte with 4 pumps of vanilla.
We know. We're working on it. You can find us anywhere you listen to Brew Crime or Reverie True Crime.
So make sure you behave or...
fuck around and find out.
And you might find yourself on next month's Brewery Report.
Hi there, Oz here from the Oddball Aussie Podcast. If you're not listening to the Oddball Aussie Podcast, then you're missing out. You're missing out on cryptids, aliens, ghosts, and a ton of weird stuff. We've even got urban legends and crazy conspiracy theories. So if you want to hear the weird tales and lame dad jokes from the brain of a slightly deranged Aussie, then tune into the Oddball Aussie Podcast. New episodes every week. You can find me where all good podcasts are found. Look after each other and stay safe out there in the weird.
Play by the rules. Stay alive. The rules of Dash and Seek are quite simple. Drive together, stay together. Windows down with the music turned up. Never ride alone. But when Evie Larson and her friends reunite during a college break for some harmless fun, the game turns deadly. Fans of I Know What You Did Last Summer and Pretty Little Liars will enjoy this mystery thrill ride packed with dark secrets and unexpected twists at every corner. After witnessing a fatal crime, Evie and her girlfriend Tomi make a pact with their friends to stay quiet, but they soon discover that someone knows they are lying. As past secrets are exposed, they are each forced to play Dash and Seek once more. Stalked by an unknown threat, Evie is determined to unmask the killer before it is too late. But once the countdown begins, survival is not guaranteed. Dash and Seek, the shocking new novel by Amy Cotto. Available now on Amazon.